Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is, whenever I think of a depot, I'm thinking of a military connotation. You know, this big cavernous building with everything you could possibly imagine. And that's what Ammunition Depot is. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on tap at any given time. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Now, coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Eric Dutrek, Utrecht, from Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute. We're going to talk about training and preparing in a post-Garland, Texas world. You know, ISIS is supposedly here now. They're supposedly here now. I want to get his take on it. Next week, we're going to have Aaron Cowan's take on it. We're going to get lots of takes on it. Privacy. Privacy should be of paramount concern to all of us, simply because we're entitled to it. We're entitled to not exist in a world where the government knows everything about us. And we're existing in an interesting dynamic nowadays. Now, registration of weapons would be a monstrous invasion of privacy and would lead to other monstrous invasions of privacy. And what we've gotten used to sort of leads to this whole thing about the invasion of privacy. That's problematic for me. Very problematic. Because, well, I don't want to see all of their rights eroded. I don't want to see any of their rights eroded. Now, historically, we are entitled. That our nation's citizens have been entitled to privacy. And the government is supposed to operate as transparently as possible. So we can see what they're doing, so we can see what they've got going on. Now we have this concept, and it's being turned on its head. We're being stripped of our privacy rights. The government collects phone, mail, email, browsing data, texts, phone calls, whatever, on millions of us. In the old days, when the Republicans held the White House, there would be an immediate scandal if the government collected phone records of anyone not directly suspected of connection with terrorists. And, you know, this all started under Bush, by the way. And resignations would be demanded. Now that the Democrats are in charge, the NSA openly collects this data on all of us. And the media is as compliant as sheep. And no one says anything. Now the IRS is the master of our health information through Obamacare. And we know how abusive, you know, the IRS has been weaponized. Conversely, the government operates on a much higher level of secrecy than ever before. You can see this latest example of that in the fast-track trade bill. Now, for all of you that think it's okay, because the Republicans are saying it's okay, Friday I'm going to have Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America on the show, and we're going to talk about why this could be bad for your gun rights, but that's Friday. The fast-track trade bill is actually kept in a room, and senators have to go to the room and read it. They're not allowed to make copies of it or discuss it with the media. Why can't this be discussed with the media? Because Obama doesn't want the public to know what he's doing, and the Republicans are cooperating. You can also see it in the sheer size and speed of the most recent budget bill. It has hundreds of pages, and it was announced with no hearings, no committee markup, simply a quick up-and-down vote. While the bill itself technically wasn't secret, the size of the bill and the speed in which it was voted upon effectively gave no time for people to review what was in it. This has become the common method of legislating today. Ask New York, ask them about the trade or the SAFE Act. Remember Obamacare? We had to pass it to find out what was in it. Lots of people have talked at length about how the government is refusing to comply with FOIA requests about the EPA to find out what regulations are pending. The bureaucracy rolls out thousands of pages in regulations in secret with no oversight at all. Then there's Hillary Clinton, who does State Department business out of a private email server in her home and is still regarded as a viable candidate for President of the United States. She didn't do that to try to streamline the operation. She did that because she didn't want you and me to know what she was emailing about. That's why. She didn't want the government to know what she was emailing about. And she is a presumptive nominee. She's not the only one. Former EPA Director Lisa Jackson used private email addresses as well to avoid having her communications recorded by the government. And this, what this has effectively done is lay your life bare. And it's made the operations of government more opaque. This has really bad, serious implications for power. Formerly the citizen, by nature of our anonymity, we have some degree of protection from government abuse. And since the government is now operating in secrecy, we can't even protest what's going on because, quite frankly, we don't know what's going on. Why, for all of the heroes out there, I've seen where Ben Carson is surging the polls and Scott Walker and all these other, why aren't these heroes talking about this? Why aren't they beating this up? The only one out there that I see is actually doing something is Rand Paul, who's opposing the... He wants to let the Patriot Act sunset, which it should. It should sunset. I hate to tell the government this, but there were some 1,200 new intelligence gathering agencies that have arisen out of the Patriot Act, and we still got jihadists penetrating all the way to the front door of a cartoon carnival in Texas, and they have to be stopped on site by a cop there. That's not intelligence gathering. That's not doing anything about it. It's not doing anything about it. There's so many layers to this. This is an onion of enormous size. This is an onion of enormous size. And when you take this in, and this is one of the reasons I say prepare and prepare now, okay? When you take in the size and scope of what they're doing and what they're trying to do and what has become the new normal, the reason I quit doing regular political talk and the reason I couldn't care less about trying to change the mind of liberals and the fence sitters and everything else is because I don't think it matters. I think this is like a nuclear... I think the nation has become like a nuclear power plant, one big nuclear power plant, and we have gone past critical mass. And something's going to pop. And it's going to be the people that can pick themselves up after it pops that are going to have to rebuild the country. And I don't intend to be obliterated by this when this happens. Now, you know, that's all metaphorical. It's just a comparative way of speaking, but I don't think the nation wants to be gradually brought back. I think it's going to come down to something violent, and I think it's going to come down to something civil. And we'll see. I hope I'm wrong. I hope one of the heroes that isn't talking about anything that matters actually gets into office and actually does something that makes a difference. That would be splendid. But I'm not holding my breath. I'm not holding my breath. And I'm gathering the tools and I'm getting my mindset ready. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Americans honor their war dead every year on Memorial Day, the last Monday in May of each year, with a special remembrance and celebration, with flowers on the graves of our fallen heroes. Guns80.com is offering a very special price on an AR-15 kit with an aluminum lower and two 30-round magazines for only $450. For Memorial Day. Go to guns80.com now. That's guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80. Go now.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmour.com. Come and take it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, if they show it on their website, then they have it in stock. And the price, when they have something on sale, that's a real price. You can order it at that price. As long as they have some of it in, they'll send it to you at that price. Their prices are crazy, especially when they run a sale. The prices are crazy anyway. Whether you're ordering 20 rounds or 2,000, they can take care of you. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. You know, some of the stuff I'm talking about today could be considered to be generalized. All right, it's not necessarily specifically aimed at the gun argument. And here's the reason why I'm doing this. One of the reasons why the gun argument is so important today, the gun rights argument is so important today, is because this is the only one that we wage. We don't wage any other arguments about anything else. I hate to tell you this. The government has gotten it. Well, let's look at what we have here. If you work at a job, you're going to get paid in a check. Before you ever get those wages, the government is going to get its slice. That is the new normal. Its slice is going to go to the IRS. They've already extracted it. They don't need to do anything else with you, and yet they're going to make you file a tax return. You're going to do that too. Everything goes everywhere, and then it finally gets to you. It finally gets to you. Then you're expected. Then you are expected to keep your money in a bank, where if the IRS decides that you have done something they don't particularly like or something, or if they decide you owe them more money, they can go and get it and just take it from you if it's in the bank. That's the new normal. If the government passes a law, everybody's expected to abide by it, to live by it. A new levy, a new fine, a new fee, everybody's expected to pay it. Fun part about the gun rights argument is like in places like Connecticut and New York State where they have passed registration laws, that's openly being defied. But look anywhere else about anything else and show me some defiance. And you won't find it because it has been put together in such a way. When it has to do with money, they're going to win currently. They're going to win currently. Now, just the other day, in a panel discussion in Georgetown at Georgetown University, President Barack Obama demonstrated his mastery of rhetoric and his complete and total disregard about reality. He called the successful people in the United States society's lottery winners, and he asked that they make a modest investment in government programs to help the poor. Now, how many trillions of dollars have been spent on helping the poor? When I consider helping someone, that means if I help somebody stand up, if I help somebody get up, then they should be able to stand on their own. That's helping. If they get up and I have to hold them up, that's not helping anymore. This is, you know, they're getting all of their support from me. There are some people that, genuinely do need help from time to time. Except they're vastly overshadowed now because the security net of welfare and unemployment and everything has become this hammock. But they make this, I especially like this thing where they say, we need to ask society's lottery winners to make a modest investment in government programs to help the poor. When did they start asking? If they were to ask me, Bill, do you want to pay taxes? I would tell them no. I see no value for what I'm getting for my money. How can you say that? You've got this, you've got this, you've got this. Yes, but I'm supposed to have those things. And yet every time some of the stuff comes up that I'm supposed to have, like roads, you're constantly wanting to pass another penny tax, another sales tax, another temporary tax. Those temporary taxes become permanent taxes. The roads never get fixed. The roads never get fixed. So despite this pious rhetoric on the left about asking the more fortunate for more money, the government does not ask anything. It seizes what it wants by force. And if you don't pay up, they can take your entire paycheck, they can seize your bank account, put a lien on your home, and put you in federal prison. So it's a big insult to our intelligence, especially for you, you liberals out there that want me to believe that you're asking me to do anything. Don't call the government pouring trillions of tax dollars down a bottomless pit an investment. That's, you guys are nurturing your voters. That's what you're doing. Barack Obama, in his early days at the White House, he had these soaring words about investing in the industries of the future. After Solyndra and other companies in which he invested the taxpayers' money went bankrupt, we haven't heard those words very much anymore, but, you know, his pals got paid. Then there are those who produce the wealth that politicians want to grab. And these are what Obama calls society's lottery winners. Bill Gates, was he a lottery winner? Or did he produce and sell a computer operating system that allows billions of people around the world to use computers? Was Henry Ford a lottery winner? Or did he revolutionize the production of automobiles, bringing the price down to the point where cars were no longer luxuries of the rich? Borrowing from the gun industry, by the way, the production line from Remington out of Ilion, New York. Most people who want to take the wealth and redistribute it don't want to think about how it was produced in the first place. They want to forget about that. They just want the rich to pay their undefined fair share of taxes. And this must remain undefined because it all of it really means is more all the time. They're always needing more. Once you have defined it, whether it's at 30% or 60% or 90%, you won't be able to come back for more if you actually put a number to it. So that's why they don't do it. This is the same thing as gun control. We have background checks. Background checks were supposed to stop crime. Didn't stop crime. Now they want expanded background checks. That won't stop crime. So then we're going to have a registry. Then we'll have a registry. That won't stop crime. So then we're going to have to take all guns. And guess what? When they do that, that won't stop crime either. We'll just be vulnerable to it. We have fallen asleep at the wheel. And it's up to us to bring it back. And if we can't bring it back, then it's up to us to take it back. Period. There's nothing out there that says the nation cannot be reset. It would be a very violent thing. It would. But, you know, government is not the people. The people are the government. And the government doesn't believe that anymore. The government believes they rule. And at some point, we're going to have a little come-to-Jesus meeting with them and remind them. And they're not going to take that very well. Society's lottery winners. Business is cold. It's a cold business to be in business. It's not about winners and losers. It's about those who apply. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cube.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps
helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. It doesn't matter. They claim not to have a very wide selection, which I don't know by what criteria you look at their selection and say that's not very wide, but that's what they say. I think it's like 20 different calibers of handgun ammunition and 22 different calibers of rifle ammunition, all kinds of shotgun ammunition. Depth of selection you've never seen before. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. If you ask a lot of people that support the Second Amendment why they carry a gun, there's one of two things they may say. They may say, well, because a police officer is too heavy to carry around everywhere I go. Or they may say, when seconds count, the police are minutes away. Recently in Redding, California, which is about 100 miles shy of the Oregon border, Jennifer Doolittle proved that even when the cops are seconds away, you can still face down a desperate escaped fugitive with no one to help you but yourself. Dylan Carmelo was on parole for a weapons charge and is a registered sex offender. 9 a.m. last Monday, they noted that Carmelo was acting bizarre and possibly under the influence of a controlled substance. They also mentioned that Carmelo kept reaching for his pockets as if he had a gun in them. The police held him down and held him at gunpoint, but somehow he was able to escape from their custody. And from that point, the chase was on. Local authorities put out a call warning residents, advising residents that officers were in foot pursuit with Dylan Carmelo, and he was considered armed and dangerous and on parole. Jennifer Doolittle heard this, and what was the first thing she did? Well, she got her gun. The second thing was to go outside and bring her dogs in the house. You know, the police have this unfortunate habit of shooting dogs. She had a lot of presence of mind. So whether to protect her dogs from an escaped convict or from trigger-happy cops, she went to retrieve her animals. And as she did so, Mr. Carmelo hopped over her fence and began to charge her. Now remember that Carmelo is a convicted and registered sex offender who is fleeing the police and is armed and dangerous. As he advances on her, reaching into his pocket, she fires an undisclosed number of shots, striking him in the ankle and stopping his advance. Police showed up soon after and put the still-resisting Carmelo under arrest. So, yes, the police were only seconds away, but Doolittle was facing an armed, drugged-up sex offender who could have easily taken her hostage and taken refuge in her home before those seconds elapsed and the police arrived. And a lot of bad things could have then happened. But as it turns out, a little firepower in the hands of a law-abiding citizen stops a bad guy and saves a woman. The only mention of gun control I will make here is that Miss Doolittle should work on controlling the muzzle of her gun so she hits more than one time in her targets, and she should target something besides the ankle. Other than that, this was a very happy ending for an armed, law-abiding gun owner. Can't help but like it. Can't help but like it. This past week, I saw an article the other day and I looked at it, and it said one of the reasons the Second Amendment keeps losing in courts is because they have such lousy lawyers. Second Amendment doesn't lose all the time in court. In the past 8 days or so, there have been a number of victories, both big and small, that have popped up in courts all over the Northeast of all places. In Rhode Island, the strict may issue stance of the issuing authority of concealed weapons permits was struck down by the Rhode Island Supreme Court. The ruling was in favor of Norman Godomsky against the police chief of East Providence, Joseph Tavares. The court found that as a matter of policy, this court will not countenance any system of permitting under the Firearms Act that would be committed to the unfettered discretion of an executive agency. In other words, it's not up to you. It's not up to you. The rationale for rejecting an application for a concealed carry permit must now be based on actual evidence and not the whims of a would-be potentate fiefdom like Tavares, who over the past decade has not issued a single concealed carry permit to the good people of East Providence, Rhode Island. In New Jersey, which is a state that goes out of its way real wide to deny and crucify people who want to legally carry or own a firearm, the New Jersey Appellate Division has quashed an added hurdle that some municipalities had used to infringe upon the right to keep and bear arms. That this is considered a victory to me is the saddest, it's one of the saddest things ever. There shall be no conditions or requirements added to the form or content of the application or required by the licensing authority for the issuance of a permit or identification card, other than those that are specifically set forth in this chapter. This is sort of a preemption, if you will. This means the local authority cannot do anything that the state is not already doing. The local gun-hating authorities can't bury applicants in a ton of paperwork. I don't know how much easier that makes it to exercise your Second Amendment right in New Jersey. I mean, they had to pass a law in New Jersey to where if you're going to the range with your gun in your car from your home, it's now legal for you to stop at a gas station and use the restroom or get a cup of coffee, or you can now stop on the route. I don't know what would happen to you in New Jersey if you were on your way to the range and your car broke down, God forbid. You would probably be Shanine Allen or Stefan Poseid. In Washington, D.C., echoing the decision by Rhode Island, the district court judge smacked down the good cause requirement, which is hilarious. D.C. didn't want to do May issue. They were dragged kicking and screaming into that. So then they did May issue and said, well, that's what we had to do. None of this violates the Second Amendment that we begrudgingly have to give you up because we're so special. We don't even think we should have a Second Amendment. Nobody needs guns. Guns are bad. You can't even put up a billboard with guns. District judge didn't agree with that. The Just Cause provision has been stricken because, you know what? It's not up to the police chief to decide whether you've got good cause or not. The judge found that that requirement will neither make it less likely that those who meet this requirement will present a risk to other members of the public or commit violent crimes than those who cannot meet this requirement. There's some people that can meet that requirement. They're not very many. They're not very many at all. Finally, in New York. Pretty soon in New York, we're going to get the big reveal. We're going to find out how effective Cuomo is, because a state Supreme Court judge in Albany has ordered the state police to release data regarding the registration of newly defined assault weapons as required by the SAFE Act. We know that there's at least a million AR-15s in New York State. A million! New York is truly a great place to be. The Empire State. But how many of them are registered? Well, maybe not that many. And this goes back to this whole thing, this whole premise of privacy, folks. They want to invade the privacy in New York State and find out what you got. And exactly what you got. They want to know the registration number of it. They'll know the entire story of the gun if they have that. State police have tried to deny this because they know this is going to be very embarrassing. Oh, well. Well, you know, sometimes eating humble pie is good for the soul. I think it's good for the soul. I know some people are like, Bill, you can't be thinking that way. Yeah, I can. Yes, I can. So, good for the soul. Get ready for some soul cleansing, Cuomo. You need it. You need it. Everybody needs it from time to time. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is that one place you can go that has the ammo you need. With 50 million rounds on tap, I know that they say we're going to have Scott Blick on the show tomorrow. We're going to talk much more about ammo and keeping it and everything else, but with that many rounds on hand, that would be my bookmark. And then if I've ever got to do any panic buying, I'm going there first. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up next hour, Eric Dutrek, Utrecht. We're going to talk about training and tactical loadout kit, what you should be considering with the stuff you're going to carry in a post-Garland world when he comes on. That's coming up next. When I was a younger fella, but I was out of the military and my children were very young, I had had one of them with me, and I had my youngest son, Todd, with me. And apparently when we left the house that week, or that day, we had not pulled the door all the way to, because nobody broke into my house. But when I got home, the door was ajar. I pulled out my Ruger P90, which I carried everywhere I went. My son was probably about 3. He could talk, very inquisitive young man. There was nothing I could do. I had to go into the house. I had to try to make sure nobody was in the house. And along the way, my son is coming and asking me what I'm doing. As soon as I hit the door, if there had been somebody in there, I was no longer clandestine. Okay? I was no longer moving in stealth. I was instead compromised from the get-go. Now, gun handling with small children is something that you do have to consider if you have small children. Now, some of us, and I mean, once, even when you've got small children and they've grown up, then they're going to have small children and you might be around them. So gun handling with small children, this is something that I've never really considered before, but I've been thinking about it. A child of a certain age is too young to follow directions to run and hide. They don't know how to use any code words, and they don't know how to enact any sort of a plan. And you've got to figure out how to maintain control of them and manipulate and handle a weapon. And that sounds like a daunting task. Now, just for the sake of our argument, let's just talk about you carrying a child in one arm. Probably your weak arm. Okay. As far as your gun, you know, your gun hand is free. In order to clarify what you're going to do in practice, you need to define your mission. So when you're out with your child, and your spouse is not with you, you have to protect your child at all costs and escape with your own life if possible. That's your mission. Now, in my mission statement, my children's safety came before mine, and I suspect you're probably the same way. And this is going to drive my tactics and strategy. All right? Now, one-hand shooting. You can practice holding a child by simply doing one-hand shooting. You can practice this dry or live, by the way. You have to practice clearing your cover garment, which a lot of people use their other hand to pull it up their shirt and then reach for the gun. That's got to be done without that hand. You need to establish a strong full firing grip and execute a perfect draw stroke to full extension with your dominant hand only. You have to be aware of your muzzle awareness. Is your current one-hand draw stroke oriented towards the target during the full presentation? Are you muzzling inboard at any point and possibly covering where you'd be carrying your child? Your mechanics need to be clean and efficient. One-handed shooting has applications outside of this scenario, though, and it should be considered a staple of your training. There's something called the busy hands drill. You can do this either dry or live. Find a bag of potatoes or kitty litter and keep it in your offhand while you work your one-handed draw stroke and trigger press. You're going to be surprised about how much it's going to throw you off to have that weight in your offhand. The draw stroke may feel awkward and might get fouled by the mass on your chest. This is something you can do, and you need to train. I would actually train with more weight than I'm possibly going to be holding. In the martial arts, when you're training to do head kicks, most real fights don't have any kicks above the waist. But if you can kick somebody effortlessly in the face, kicking them in the knee or in the groin is pretty easy. So you need to train beyond the probability. Train for the possibility again. Practice blading your torso fully away. If you have your child in your left arm, on your left arm, on your left hip, you need to be presenting a sideways silhouette with the protruding part closest to the assailant being the end, the business end of your gun. Your body between that of the child and the assailant. This makes you the FBI ballistic gelatin maximum depth of penetration, by the way, when you do that. So you need to practice crouching holding a child. You need to practice lying down or conforming to cover with an emphasis on protecting your prop. And if you're doing dry work, and which is a blue gun or a dummy gun, which will probably keep your wife from having a stroke, pick up your kid, move around with them, and practice. Squirming toddler is the best prop for this. Then there's the possibility of malfunctions. You have to figure out how to clear it and reload it. If the chances of having your gun go out with your baby in your hands are low, the chances of your gun having a malfunction at the same time are simply astronomical. That doesn't mean it isn't a useful skill to get some meaningful reps. Training for malfunctions, you should do that a nauseating amount of time. If you're carrying a gun, a modern firearm, chances are if you know how to shoot, if you know the basic fundamentals of shooting a semi-automatic, it's not going to happen. You're not going to have that issue. But you might. And if you do, you need to be able to take care of it as proficiently as possible. You need to practice clearing 1, 2, and 3 malfunctions one-handed, type 1, 2, and 3. Your carry gun has this ledge on the rear sight to facilitate one-handed manipulation, right? Can you rip out the magazine one-handed, though? Ever thought about that? And can you reload one-handed? Semi-automatics, you know, that's... It's a two-handed function to reload one, so if you got one hand, that means you got to use one hand for two tasks. Those of you with small children, nearly half of what you're training to do, if you go out with your children into the world, should be about, you know, 40% of it should be training to shoot one-handed. There's a chance that you may have to do it with a child, your child in your arms. And there's also a chance that you're going to be alone when that happens. Now, once you've trained to do that, there's an interesting phenomenon that occurs. Training to shoot one-handed is actually reinforcement of the natural instinct of people. That's the naturally instinctive way for people to shoot. And, remember that shooting in the internet cafe with the old guy when the two guys bust into the door and he pulls his weapon? Nobody sees him do this. He could get all into all kinds of ornate, formal firing stances, but he extended one hand out, bladed his body towards them, and then started shooting at them. And, you know, to this day, I don't know if he actually hit anybody, but they sure did. They were tumbling over each other like Chinese acrobats. Which, once again, you know, I know it's not funny to laugh at people being shot, but if you're going to come in and crash, if you're going to come in and crash my party, if I'm at an internet cafe, which do those things even exist anymore? But if I'm at an internet cafe and I'm sitting there just surfing the web, checking my Facebook or whatever I'm doing in there, and somebody comes in wanting to rob me, well then, if I shoot them, that's pretty funny to me. I'm sorry. Coming up next from Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute, Eric Dutrecht, Utrecht. We'll be right back going into the second hour on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.